This chazar zechen shabach et chashagam v'am yuhidim sechdi v'am mizdaf kufchav beiz. Zok the mission, the witnesses may testify to having seen the man dead even by candlelight or by moonlight. A woman may even remarry based on a voice that they heard say that the husband died without seeing the source behind that voice. It once happened that a person yelled from a mountaintop that a particular man had died. When people went to the mountaintop to see who had said it, they couldn't find him. Yet they allowed the dead man's wife to remarry. It also once happened that a man yelled out to identify himself and said that so-and-so is my name and I'm dying right now from a snake bite. When people found him, they could no longer recognize him. Yet they allowed his wife to remarry. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel said, a Bryce says that Beishamai say a woman may not remarry based on a baskal of voice without knowing the source of the voice. Beis Hillel said that she may. I think we have an anonymous mission, our mission that says that it may be done. So what are we teaching us that it's Beis Hillel? Zok the Gemara is teaching us that if we find an anonymous Tana who says that we may not rely on this baskal, that Tana obviously is Beis Shammai. Mishnah said, "V'holchu v'lei matzu." Why are we not concerned that it was a shade, a demon that had yelled out? Rabbi Yehuda named Rav said, "We saw a human form who was calling out. Shadim also have human forms. Yeah, but they saw the form had a shadow. In fact, demons, shadim also have shadows." Rav said, "He saw a shadow of a shadow, which is something that only humans have. Shadim do not have." Why are we not concerned that if it was maybe it was a tzara who announced that just to cause problems? Rav said, "We find a bryce that at times we're makel when we have no choice. Like over here, also, we have no choice because if we don't rely." On this source over here, this voice, then she may be an aguna forever. Therefore, it's not a time to be machmer. We will be makel for her over here. Zuck, the missionary Kiva said, when I was in Ardot to establish the leap year, Nehemiah ben Beis Deli asked whether it was accurate that in Eretz Yisrael they don't allow a woman to remarry based on a single witness, except according to the view of Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Kiva said, yeah, that is accurate. He asked Rabbi Kiva to deliver a message to the Rabbanon of Eretz Yisrael as follows. He said, you know that this country is at war. However, you should know that I have a tradition from Rabbi Gamliel Azokain that a woman may marry based on the testimony of a single witness that her husband died. When Rabbi Akiva told this to Rabbi Gamliel was very happy, and he said he finally found an opinion that agrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. During the discussion, Rabbi Gamliel remembered that there were men who were killed in Tel Arza, and they had only had an Eid Echad who saw them dead, and he allowed now their wives to marry based on that Eid Echad. From there, it became established to allow remarriage based on a single witness, based even on hearsay, and even on the testimony of a slave, a woman, and even a maidservant. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua say, a woman may not remarry on the testimony of a single witness. Rabbi Akiva said, she may not remarry based on the testimony of a woman, a slave, a maidservant, or relatives, but on Eid Echad, yes. These last two sheetos or pashtos were said before the testimony was said to Rabbi Gamliel, where he established halacha that even an Eid and even a Shifcha and an Isha and an Eved. Once that was established, the Chayra, everyone agreed with that. And this, the reason why these are just mentioned is because once you taught something, it's Ein Azazim Im Kaima. Frequently, where we find the Brisa where Bekiva clearly says a woman is believed to say that a man has died. The Mar says, our mission is discussing before there became established practice, like we just said, and the Brisa is discussing after that had become established practice. Zuck, the mission, I said to Rabbi Akiva, we know a story where they allowed a woman to remarry based on a testimony of a woman innkeeper that the person had died and was buried. Surely a Jewish woman has at least as much credibility as the innkeeper. Rabbi Akiva said the innkeeper was believed because she was able to produce the man's stick, his pouch, and the Sefer Torah that he had with him. Frek the Gemara, why did they assume the innkeeper is less reliable than any other woman? Rav Kahana said the innkeeper was a goy and she produced these articles and showed the place of burial, all lefi tuma. How can we say it was a fituma when the story says that they asked her where their friend was? If they asked her where their friend was, she's no longer a fituma. Mara says, because before they even asked, she already began to cry. That led them to asking and her answering. Therefore, it's all considered to be the fituma. Fekhmer Abraisa says that when a man gave a detailed account to Rabbi Tarfon of how he met a man and later saw him die, and Rabbi Tarfon readily accepted the testimony. However, another Bryce says Rabbi Tarfon questioned the person and examined the testimony closely. This contradicts the earlier Bryce that Rabbi Tarfon didn't even ask and didn't even examine, he just accepted. Mar says, actually, machlekes tanoim in a Bryce, whether you have to be really closely examine the witnesses in this type of situation for Eidus Isha. We find that Rabbi Akiva says we don't closely examine the testimony of a witness who comes to report her husband as dead, and Rabbi Tarfon says that we do. The Gemara explains that the logic behind the Machloikis is that Rabbi Akiva holds that it's considered to be a monetary case because the Ksuba will have to be collected. And Rabbi Hanina said that we don't closely examine witnesses in a monetary case so as not to, L'shloi Tinel does, B'fnei Lovan. And Rabbi Tarfon holds that it's considered to be a capital case since we're allowing a married woman, potentially a married woman, to marry another man, which carries the death penalty. The Masechta ends off. Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Hanina said, Tamid HaChamim bring peace to this world, as we can learn from the Pasuk, V'chol B'nayich L'mudei Hashem V'rav Sholem B'noich Banoich, I'll take the banoich, el boy noich. Hadnalach, perek ha'isha basra, hadnalach mesechta yevamis, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Baruch Hashem for this tremendous, tremendous accomplishment. Ebishtha, the Hofen Vaitim, Mr. Hashem, now with mesechta's ksubis.